Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Lee from Malaysia. In these 2 days, we have heard a lot about the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. I think in communication, first of all, scientists and engineers, you need to know what you are talking about. So I have actually listed the 17 SDGs. Actually, listing them out is not so much for you to remember, but actually I have a link that you find the link and then you can look at not only the 17 SDGs, but the 169 targets that are associated with the 17 SDGs. I think when you communicate with society about the SDGs, I think you need to know what the SDGs are about and also what targets are being specified for each SDGs. Now, the SDGs are very holistic. They are cross-disciplinary and multi-stakeholder in communication, and they break new grounds from the MDGs because they involve everything, as was said in the last session. But to me, the most important thing from the developing countries' point of view is that it boldly proclaimed the end of global poverty by 2030. It has also been said in the last session that 8 million people were consulted about the process, how to get to the 17 SDGs and 169 targets. So I would commend you to the synthesis report of the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in December last year when he proclaimed the end of the consultation process, and then I have the link for you. And you will find in that link a lot of references how, you know, in the consultation process they distill into these 17 SDGs and 169 targets. The Secretary General's synthesis report continuously and repeatedly emphasized technology, and he had some quote about the last 15 years that 700 million has gone out of absolute poverty, and that I think most of it is because of China. Then of course in the field of healthcare, that there has been a lot of progress. But I feel that the Secretary General's synthesis report and also in the SDGs, science and engineering have not been very much mentioned. It's all about technology. But I want to put it to you that, you know, we got to get the message across. Without science and engineering, there cannot be technology. From the developing countries' point of view, the MDGs, the progress from MDG to SDG is brought about by the different development path that was followed by the China and other developing countries in Asia Pacific. And because of that, then the MDGs, which are basically very much silo-like and only 8 in number, now has become the SDGs, which is very inclusive and comprehensive. But of all the SDGs, myself as an engineer, I would like to actually say that the important one is SDG number 9, which is about infrastructure. Because most of the other sectorial SDGs, like for water, energy, sanitation, and all that, could be included in the infrastructure. And in infrastructure, which is the basis for the Asia Pacific developing country to rise from agricultural based economy to manufacturing, now to service industry, is based on the development of infrastructure as the foundation for social and economic development. So in this, I think China is undoubtedly the most important people. And in China, they are developing infrastructure at home and abroad at breakneck speed. And why? So they improve their technological capability, but at the same time, they graduate more than a million engineers a year, and above all, they got the money. As you say, at the end of December 2014, their reserve is nearly $4 trillion US dollars. So now, I think that going forward, the major impact will still be infrastructure development. Like China is now investing in the Asia Infrastructure Development Investment Bank. And then, because in Asia, the infrastructure funding gap is some $800 billion in the next 10 years. So this infrastructure, Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, is going to fill a bit of the gap. But in other regions of the world, even in America and Europe, the infrastructure funding gap is also very massive. Then the Chinese has got this One Belt, One Road project, which is like their national mission and vision. And this is one Silk Road, which is across the land, and one Sea Road, which is across the water. And this is a map of the Silk Road that spans Asia to Europe, both by sea and by land. You can see that the Chinese the focus on the One Belt, One Road infrastructure development is they've pledged some $900 billion US dollars for all the projects, but they hope that the trade between China and all the partner countries will surpass $2.5 trillion US dollars in a decade and so. Now, but in all this breakneck infrastructure development, there's been no mention about the need for maintenance and repair of infrastructure. The Chinese actually built, you know, so in Africa, in Asia, at very fast pace, and they want to establish a reputation that they are within budget and within time in construction, but they never actually invest in training the local engineers and technicians in the maintenance of all this expensive infrastructure. So I have actually I've gone to the Chinese Academy of Engineering and said that in Africa, this is the Africans' concern, that you do not train the local, the indigenous engineers and technicians to maintain infrastructure. So I suggested they should actually use the Confucius Institute, which they established all over the place in Africa, to teach the African Chinese song, Chinese dance, Chinese language. I said, why don't you use this institution to also train engineers and technicians in the maintenance of infrastructure? So my organization, which is a Malaysian initiative under UNESCO to help less developed countries in South-South cooperation. So maintenance of infrastructure is basically our priority. And we have organized maintenance of infrastructure courses in Asia and in Africa, and all the infrastructure-based corporations in Malaysia are actually supporting this initiative. I also would like to mention about SDG number 4, the education SDG. There, it mentioned about lifelong learning, but actually there's no target about lifelong learning. So ISTIC, we have one project that is associated with lifelong training. That is the accreditation of engineering education qualification in South country. We want all the engineering degree and diploma courses in South country to actually comply to acceptable international standard. So the quality of engineers in South countries are up to scratch. And of course, we hope that this accreditation will be under UNESCO. And if we can get this accreditation to be commonly accepted across the South, it will lead to mobility of engineers, you know, across border. But the most urgent campaign, as far as I'm concerned, about all the SDGs is SDG number 5, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Now, the SDGs are meant actually to eradicate global poverty by 2030. The global poor are the women and children of the world. Children are looked after by women. After centuries of discrimination, it is hard to imagine that gender equality can be achieved by the SDG deadline of 2030, barely 15 years to do this. As a commissioner of the UN Broadband Commission for Sustainable Development, I propose that gender equality must be made the overarching agenda of all the SDGs. The gender equality action plans must be made by every sectorial SDG and to be monitored through big data collation and analysis so that the strengths and weaknesses can be highlighted, the success story and failure can also be highlighted, and this will facilitate perhaps the achievement of gender equality SDG number 5. And if we achieve gender equality SDG number 5, then we'll achieve all the SDGs. Thank you very much.